Okay, so now we're beginning the lesson, and the topic is, can a person change nature by himself? Well, what can I tell you? What, you already want to answer? Okay, well, we know that our nature is what? What is it called? A desire to receive. Is there anything else? No. That's the only thing the Creator created, right? No, wait a minute. No. The Creator created the will to receive. Did He also create the desire to bestow? No, you're right. Right. Because the desire to bestow is Him, the Creator. And if He created something, then anything outside of Him is a desire to receive. And that desire to receive can have the intention, which? To? Either to itself or to others. If it's to itself, it's called desire to receive. And if it's to others, it's called desire to bestow, to give. So a person should change his intention. Either use it for himself or to benefit others. So, today's topic is, can a person change his nature, where instead of taking everything to himself, he'll change it to benefiting, to doing good to others, to give and to give and to give. What does it give me if I give? So what will I have if I give? I will not have what I have now. So what will I receive instead? What? Yes. Microphone, give him the microphone. That goes to a good feeling. Good feeling. Okay, so I give to someone to feel good?
No.
Well? Yes. He's saying, for love of friends. What would I get from having love of friends? Yes. Giving to the environment. Okay, what do I get from giving to the environment? Well? Avut. Avut, the mutual guarantee, mutual responsibility. Avut, okay, but it's also a means, a tool. What do I get by having avut? Okay, now the girls? Yes? You get to the Creator. Aha, great. That's it. So through avut, I get to the Creator. Okay, so we already know somehow that we have to change the desire in us. The question still remains, though. What is the question? Can we change our desire by ourselves? We can? What? So can we or can't we? We can, we can't. Well? Well? Okay, give him the microphone. Yes? A person can ask the Creator to change him. And if he truly asks, the Creator changes him. He can't change himself. Do you agree with what he's saying? You all agree? You don't. Who does? Okay, who disagrees? Okay, give it to the girls. Never mind. Okay, give it to your friend or in the back. Well, yes? A person has no choice except one, to go by the path of the Torah or the suffering, the ego. So he can choose if he wants to go to the Creator through the by one of the two ways. So the choice is to, in what doesn't relate to the Creator, he's got no choice. In what relates to the Creator, he does have choice. So he can't change. So he can change by himself? Okay, so how does he change it? Now the boys? How does a person change his nature? Yes? Through the group. Great. So he can't do it by himself, but there are instruments that he can use to change his nature. How can the group help him change his nature? What's in a group? Well, yes? Giving. He gets the force of giving to give from the group. Oh, then he doesn't need the Creator. Yes? Strength. Strength, well, yes. But if he can, if I can do everything just with me in the group, then I don't need the Creator, right? Or wrong? Yes, you over there. To get to the Creator, we need to correct ourselves from desire to receive. So, through the group, because the group must be together. So, with the whole group, we correct ourselves to giving. Yes, and that's how we get to the Creator. So, but I still don't understand. Can I or can't I? Let's say I want to be good. I decide that from now on I'll be good. Is it going to work or not? It will. They're saying it will. The boys are saying it won't. As much as they're trying to be good, it doesn't work. And the boy and the girls are saying that it is possible? Yes and no. Okay, so let's take an example from one big sage, a wise man who lived many, many years ago, more than about 2,000 years ago, even more. His name was Rabbi Yochanan. And something happened to him. It's a clip, right? Ariel is going to tell us. Ariel, why don't you tell us what happened to Rabbi Yochanan? Is he Rabbi Yochanan or is he just telling us about him? Okay, he's just telling us about him. Okay. Okay. Okay, be quiet. Let's hear it. Okay. So, there's a story about Rabbi Yochanan. He had an argument with the minister. The minister said that he could change nature. And Rabbi Yochanan said that nature, which the Creator created, couldn't be changed. Only the Creator can change it. But a person cannot do it by himself. What did the minister do? He took a few cats and taught them how to be waiters and dressed them with waiters' clothes and went to the king and told him about the whole argument he had with Rabbi Yochanan. And the minister created a big, big feast, a big meal, and invited the king and the ministers. And before the meal, he talked about this thing about changing into another nature. And Rabbi Yochanan said, only the Creator can change it, not man. Afterwards, the minister gave an order and said, first we'll eat, and then we'll finish our argument. And the waiters walked in, meaning the cats, who were dressed exactly like real waiters. And they set the table, and they brought all the food to every person, and the minister, and all the ministers, and the king saw, they were amazed at this wonder of wonderful waiters. Now everyone saw that there is no reason to argue after the meal. Everyone was surprised about Rabbi Yochanan, how he was sitting so calmly, and was not impressed by this wonder that proved that man can change nature. Then, what did Rabbi Yochanan do? After they finished the meal, and the waiters stood and waited to serve everyone, Rabbi Yochanan took out a tobacco box. Everyone thought he wanted to smell tobacco. But when he opened the box, a few mice ran out of it. And when the waiters saw the mice coming out of the box, they immediately left the guests and started chasing the mice, because that's their nature. And then everyone saw that Rabbi Yochanan was right. Who can tell us this story again? Okay, let's do it together. How did it start?
A
Rabbi Yochanan and a minister had an argument if you could change nature or not. Yes, and then what happened? Who did he argue with? Yes? Who knows? Yes? You? The girl over there? With Rabbi Yochanan. Who was Rabbi Yochanan? He was a Kabbalist. And then what did he say against this king? He said a person could have changed the creator, only the nature, only the creator can. Yes, and then what happened as a result of the argument, Rav said? Yes. He's saying the minister took cats and taught them to be cats, to be waiters, and then he invited Rabbi Yochanan to the meal, and everyone were amazed that Rabbi Yochanan was not amazed by the cat waiters. And then what happened? Stop. Okay, someone else who hasn't spoken yet? The little girl over there? Do you know? The cats saw the mice. No, but before that, the cats were like waiters, and what did Rabbi Yochanan do? Boys? Who knows? Yes? Well? You? The rabbi took out a tobacco box, and everyone thought it was going to smell tobacco. When he opened the box, wait. Then what happened? What came out of the box? Someone who hasn't spoken yet. Yes, a little girl over there in the back. If you can just stand up, please. Mice what? Mice came out of the box. And the cats, because it's their nature, chased the mice. Okay, so they threw the trays, right? And chased the mice. And then what did people understand? That's the bottom line. They understood that the rabbi was right. Right in what? In saying what? That you cannot change nature, but only the creator can. Very well. That nature cannot be changed. That a person can hide it by dressing in all kinds of dresses, but inside, no, because of behind the costumes, you cannot change nature. Very well. So, from this, we learn that we too, if we try to change our nature by ourselves, we cannot do it by ourselves. Not by study, not through the group, not through any, whatever we do. What do we need to do? What do we need to evoke, to bring up? You know? Give it to him. Say it very well, clearly. The point in the heart. Well, the point in the heart, of course. Without it, we can't get to anything. But besides the point in the heart, what do we need to awaken, to steer up, so it corrects us? What do you call it? Well, you know? Give it to her. Yes? What is it called? What we need? Unity? Well, yes. But which force do we need to steer up to awaken? Oh, you answered already? Never mind. Or Makif, the surrounding light. Very well. That's correct. What is the surrounding light that can help us? You know? Well, the force that you receive from the books. You receive it from the books, but not only from the books. What else? From what else? Give it to him. From the group. Yes. And what does that force does to us? What does it change in us? Yes. It corrects us. Very well. But how does it correct us? What is that correction? Well, who hasn't answered? I want new ones. You haven't answered? Never? Yes. Who else? Someone who's never answered. It corrects our nature. Yes, corrects our nature very well. Let's watch a clip. Is it also you? It says Eshkovich. Well, that's you. Okay, it's the theater department. Okay, what are we going to see there? Trying to get out of nature? Let's see how they're trying to get out of nature. Maybe they have a good way. Let's see. Let's watch it. The title said Flying Above Nature. I've said great. Okay, so what does that teach us? Well, yes, he was trying to fly, but you saw how it worked out. He fell. Okay, so what do we learn from that? That we need a strength called above nature, which will create the corrections in us. And that force can only come from the Creator. So, in the wisdom of Kabbalah that we learn by what means we can ask of the Creator to correct us. We are all desires to receive. The Creator is a desire to give. There is no other desire to give besides His. If He gives us His desire, we too will have the desire to give. We just have to ask of Him very, very strongly. How do we come to a situation where we ask of Him really, really hard to do it? How do I convince Him that He should give this to me? How? How do I turn to the Creator to correct me? Yes? I should try to be like Him. Trying to be like Him. Very nice. Is this correct? Do you have anything else to say? Yes? To really want to correct ourselves, and then it'll happen. Okay, so you're saying I should try as hard as I can to correct myself, and then it'll happen? But I'll fall, just like this fellow who wanted to fly. I try to correct myself, and I constantly drop and end up on the floor. The one next to her, she didn't speak yet. Now, please stand up. You can learn from the group. How can you learn from the group? To do it with everyone. Okay, very well. Meaning to receive from my friends desires, and then I'll be able to get to it. Do we have any questions? Tons, huh? Friends, okay, so let's give some room to our friends from overseas. You see, Boston, Moscow, Toronto, Philadelphia, St. Petersburg, you see, they're waving at us. Let's wave back at them. Great, okay. So let's hear some questions and give them some answers. From any group, there's a question from Chile, from Tamar. She's 8 years old from Chile, and she's asking, how did the Creator create nature? Who can say? How did the Creator create nature? Nature is the desire to bestow. How did He create the desire to receive? If He is a desire to give. Only you know? Yes? It's like the story about the magician in Together Forever. He was alone. And he had a desire to have someone as a... to really connect to someone, to be with someone. So he was trying to create all kinds of things, to have a group, and to be with them. And he understood that nothing's going to help him. He's got to have a human friend. So he created man. Okay. Can anyone say more? Yes? No? No, not a question. Okay, any more questions? That's from Chile. Let's hear some more. Shannon, she's 7 years old, from Toronto. She's asking, how did the Creator know how to change the nature of a person? Oh, very well. How does the Creator know to which person, whose nature he should change? Yes, in the back. According to the things he does. According to a person's actions? No, stand up. Stay up. So the Creator doesn't choose a person. He gives them a few options, and the person can choose. Okay, so a person, with his actions, forces the Creator to change his nature? Well, no, the Creator gives him two options, and he has to either try to change himself to start looking for the point in the heart in himself. No. Make it simpler. If a person really, really asks, the Creator changes his nature more. We had from Chile, we had one from Toronto. Now, maybe not from another group? Okay, we have another one from Chile. Okay, we've had one from Chile already. Maybe we can ask from the screens. Where's Philadelphia? Where's Moscow? Vienna? Where are your questions? Okay, we have a question from Vienna. One from Vienna. Vienna? What? Okay, Boston. We can't hear Vienna. Let's listen to Boston. Boston, go ahead and ask.
When you become like the Creator and do all you needed to do, what do you do next?
She's translating the question. What else do you need to do? Just what you need to do. Anything else from another group? Where's Artyom from Moscow? Did you see him today? Okay, there you are, you lazy guy. Why aren't you asking? He's got no questions. Okay, well, we can see you. Okay, then let's ask ourselves. You have another question? Yeah, from another group? Yes. From Israel. Yes. Moshe, he's 10 years old, from Arad. What's the difference between still, not moving, and dead? Can anyone say? You can? Okay. If he doesn't answer, then you will. Well, not moving is like this thing, like this stage, it's connected to the floor. You can't move it. That's not moving. Still, it's called still. And dead means it finished everything it has to do. Well, yes, that's true. Baruch. They're both the same. Because a dead doesn't have a soul. Doesn't need to achieve to get anything in life. And when you're not moving, when you're still, you also don't get anything in life. What does it mean dead in Kabbalah? What is death in Kabbalah? Well, yes. Well, I think I know. I think it's a body without a soul. Yes. And you think differently? Dead is when a person finished his duty and moves on to another body where a new role is waiting for him. Yes, you're right, but it's the body that dies, not the person that dies. Yeah, over there in the end, in the back, when his time of life to get something is out, is over. Okay. What does it mean, life and death and still in Kabbalah? Still means not living or not moving. Only you know? Yes. Quickly, girls? Well, I want to answer the first one first. There is a difference between dead and still. Still is something that was created to serve something, but not as something living. And dead is something that used to be alive, and its time is out, and its role is out, so it became still. But if we're talking about desires, the Creator created only desires, nothing else. There are no bodies, there's nothing that we see in our world. We're only talking about the desire. What is a living desire? What is a dead desire? What is a still desire? Still meaning not moving, not changing. Can you say it? Anyone new?
No.
Well, over there? When you, someone dead can't give back to you, but someone living can give back to you. Yes, and your friend there? What's the difference in the desire? When I have a dead desire or a living desire? A living desire is one that you want now. Say, I want to go to a toy shop. And when I was little, I wanted a specific toy that's dead. And a still desire is one that's always, we always want, like to eat and to sleep and so on. I've said this is true, yes. Any other questions? I see the Philadelphia group wants to ask a question. Philadelphia, go ahead, ask.
Ken. What relationship does a song have to the human nature?
Ola Pam, repeat please.
Какое отношение имеет песня к природе человека?
What is the connection between a song and a person's nature? Is that it? Between a song and a person's nature? Well, maybe I should say this. Through singing, you express your desire, your emotions. What? You want to ask? You need to learn to answer first, not to ask. Okay? Okay, what else do we need to do? More questions? Okay, who's got questions? But someone should ask and someone should answer. Girls in the back, they don't want to ask. Yes? You said before, how do I turn to the Creator for correction? Then you said to really want to correct yourself. What does it mean to really want to correct myself? Very well. What is a real desire? Who can answer that? What is a real desire? More. Boys. Only two know? Okay, answer it. A spiritual desire. A real desire is a spiritual desire. Why is it called real? because it's the quality of the Creator. It's like the Creator. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Very well, because it's towards the Creator. Okay, now the boys ask questions. Yes? Why are you so slow? If the Creator wanted to have a friend, why didn't He create us in spirituality to begin with? Oh, you know that. What was the question? First of all, can you repeat the question? Ah, you forgot. Okay, so what was his question? Yes, Chava? Don't sit. Stand up, stand up. Yes, you. Okay, give it to her, she knows. Why didn't the Creator create us with a spiritual desire to begin with? Great, okay. If He wants us to be His friends, right? Why didn't He create us His friends immediately? Okay, she knows the answer. Give it to her. Yes? Because He wanted us to get to Him by ourselves. He wanted us to get to Him by ourselves. What do we get by that, boys? Give it to her, to Him. If we don't cross barriers, it'll be like in Babylon, when everyone thought about different things. Okay, what else can you add? Why do we need to get to the Creator by ourselves and be His friends? Why do we need to get to the Creator by ourselves? Why didn't He create us righteous and prepared to begin with? Yes? Because it's as if He wants to test us. So we're close to Him. So we give to Him. He wants us to go through tests to be sure that we have a desire to give to Him and get to Him from the bottom of our heart. Anything else you want to add, girls? More, more. New ones. Someone who didn't speak before. Someone who didn't speak. Okay, yes? Because you feel better when you do something by yourself. It's as if someone wins a contest for you. If you do it yourself, you really feel something. If someone does it for you, then you don't feel anything. In other words, by doing something, we understand the Creator better, right? Can you add? Yes. If we're doing something for someone else, our ego feels better about itself. If we're doing something for ourselves, we could feel guilty. Yes, that's true too. More questions? Okay, ask. Stand up. How do you feel giving? How do you feel giving? Okay. Who thinks he knows? How do we feel when we have this quality of giving? Let's fantasize. Let's imagine. How do you feel when you get to this quality of giving, of bestowal? Is it good or not? Are you sure? Did you feel it? Ah, it's good spiritually. But in our world, it's not so good. I see that someone wants to ask a question next to Artyom. Okay, Moscow, go ahead and ask.
No.
Well?
Moscow?
How was the ego created? The Creator didn't create the ego, the egoism. I can hear the answers already, but they're wrong answers. How was the ego created? Who thinks he knows for sure? You know? Okay. F- from things that you do that are bad. Yes, but how was it created for the first time? How was it made for the first time? You know? Okay, give it to him. You have a microphone? By thinking only about yourself. No, I'm asking how was it made? Let's give it to the back. No, the microphone is not working. Microphone is not working. The ego is an obstacle. Okay, but how was it made? How was it created? How was the ego first made? Well, okay, you or you, it doesn't matter. One of the girls. Man created the ego on his way to trying to get to the Creator. Yes, but by which action? Which act caused the ego to burst out? Give it to him. When we fell into this world. Well, yes. But by which act caused us to fall into this world? Yes? Who did that? The ego. Yeah, but who fell? We fell. Who are we? We were together? How is it called? All of us together? Adam HaRishon. Very nice. Through the sin of Adam HaRishon, the ego was made for the first time. And before that, there was no ego. What was there? A desire to give very well. You really made me happy. There's a question in Toronto. Toronto? Okay, we can see Toronto. Go ahead and ask.
Ken, no, Toronto.
Yes, Toronto. Toronto, you're on.
No, Toronto lo mukhanim li shila.
No, Toronto not ready for the question. Any other questions? Moscow wants to ask another question.
Tishalo Mayer.
Go ahead quickly.
Как творец, у которого природа давать, подсунул нам такую
дяку? How does the Creator, who is entirely... No, he only wants to give. So why did he do such a bad thing to us that we fell? So now we're in the desire to receive. How did he do such a bad thing to us? If he's so good. Well, more. I want more hands. More hands up. You don't know. Okay, give it to them in the back. It's like a father who punishes his son, not because he hates him, because he knows it'll help him. You're saying it? Okay, very well. At least you know why you're punished. Okay, at least in potential you know it. Okay, very well. Anything more you want to say? Yes. It's like a mother and a baby. She wants to give him everything, but she educates him through love and through some hardships. It's also true, yes, very well. And are we continuing? 5 more minutes. More questions? Wait a minute. We have questions from overseas. We have to respect our friends from all over the world. Look at how many groups we have. Chile, Philadelphia, Toronto, Moscow, St. Petersburg, Minsk, Chile, Vienna, Boston. Right, yes, beautiful. Great, okay, so let's... Okay, quiet, guys. Let's let them ask. Yes. We have Joseph. He's 8 years old from Indianapolis, which is in the United States. And he's asking, is there really heaven? What do you think? Is there heaven or not?
Yes or no?
There is or there isn't?
Rega.
Wait a minute.
Vakasha.
Okay, yes?
No.
No.
Ken.
In the front. Yes? Heaven is the spiritual world and hell is the corporal world. Well, anything else you want to say?
Banot.
Girls, what is heaven? What is hell? Why is heaven spiritual and why is hell corporal, like physical, like our world? You know? It's a feeling. Again? It's a feeling. A feeling. So you mean it's a feeling in our desire, where if we feel good, and we feel good when we are like the Creator. This is heaven, the Garden of Eden. More questions? Yeah, one from Toronto. Shannon, 7 years old, who's Sharon's sister, she's worried about what happened if there will be no food left in the world. You know the situation we're in today in the world, right? You heard about it. There are problems in the world. Maybe soon it'll be very difficult to... Yeah, there's a problem with chocolate. Oh, so soon there will be no chocolate because there are animals eating the chocolates? Oh boy, what are we going to do? When she's asking about the hunger in the world, I'm sure she's not asking about chocolate. Okay, so I'll ask. Why does the Creator give us such a hard time? Boys. Yes, Baruch. Baruch is saying, the Creator made nature, and nature is to give. But we are going against this nature. So nature is going against us. This is why all the troubles exist. In other words, they don't come from the Creator, these bad things, but from us. We're kind of inviting them over. Yes, anything else you want to add? In the back? We people are stubborn, relatively. She said relatively. Rav is saying, oh, you mean relatively, not very? It's like an ass. If you don't kick it in the butt, it doesn't move. So we're like that too. If we don't move forward the easier way, then they give us a harder way, so we learn. Great. Do you feel it in life, at home? No? You do? Maybe the girls not really, but the boys are, huh? If you don't listen to your parents, then what? They punish you? No, they don't? Quiet. What? Quickly. Well, what did you want to say? Uh-huh, they yell at us. Why do they yell at you? Do they want your best or not? Well, give it to someone. Quickly. Yeah, they want to teach us how to behave when we're grown-ups. To be mature. So, do they what? Have to punish you for that? It's called education. Well, because our nature is bad, then we don't have a choice. We don't understand unless we are kind of pressured. Well, yeah, that's nature. Okay, now we have something else. We have a new song. I myself don't know what that is. I don't know where it begins, where it ends. Uh-huh, okay. You know that song? I never heard it. Ah, there's a clip with these words. Okay, so we'll sing together, okay? With the clip. Okay. Let's do it. Okay, first of all, let's all hug. Yes, we're all friends. Wait a minute. What are we thinking about? That we're all one body. Unity. And? Kavana. Intention. And avud. And giving. spirituality, friends, everyone's friends. You see, over there, everywhere in the world, we're all now hugging, singing together. They're singing along with us and sitting along with us. So now let's all sing together. Look, a shooting star. They're saying that a shooting star can fill any wish. If you hold it for a minute, it'll stay in your heart. There are nights with sparks and lights that go into your heart. If we keep them strongly together, then we'll never be alone. Because the sparks of light in us connect as one heart. One heart that gives. Answering every wish. Turning night into day and light into love. Okay, now we're waving goodbye to all the groups. And we'll sing Hine Matov U'Manayim. How good and how pleasant it is to sing, to sit together as brothers. Great. Thank you very much for the lesson. And until next Sunday.